Mr. Duncan, thank you so much for agreeing to do this tremendously important job and to the sacrifice of your family as well. I saw your wife shaking your head at the dog, just so you know. That was not going to happen back there.
I'm well aware.
But I really appreciate it. It's tremendously important that we have somebody at the head of this agency who is really going to tackle a lot of issues to get this country back on track. I think education is no doubt one of the most important issues that we have to tackle with this new Congress administration. And as a former educator myself, it's very near and dear to my heart. In this time of economic turmoil, I can think of no better way to improve our economy and maintain that competitive edge for the coming decades than investment in the skills for our students today to make sure they can have those jobs tomorrow. We want to create a new green energy economy. We want to have a strong healthcare system. We need mechanics and laborers who have the ability to weld and those kinds of skills too. And we have a lack of people today with those skills to fill the jobs. When I travel around my state, business leaders, local community leaders tell me, we have job openings. We have people who are unemployed. We don't have the skill set matches to make sure those employers have those jobs. So I think making sure that we empower our local communities to provide a pathway for all of our students to the careers of tomorrow, how we do that is extremely important. And I'll be introducing legislation to this year to bring those communities and employers and schools together to give this help provide those pathways for our students to succeed. But I wanted to ask you this morning how you think, as Secretary of Education, you can help our communities identify and create ways for all of our young people today to get the skills they're going to need tomorrow.
I think so much of this has been a disconnect between educators and the business community. And I think we should really work hand in hand to, as you said, there are jobs that are going unfilled because we're not preparing students, and yet we struggle with unemployment rates. So I think the more we're thinking about, you know, a host of skills, nursing being one, that are never going to be exported, that are never going to go overseas, where people can come out of high school and get some additional training and be extraordinarily successful. And so I think, you know, community by community, city by city, state by state, we need to really be working in partnership and helping to prepare our students for 21st century skills. I think we have a moral obligation to do that. We have a huge opportunity to do that. We need to think about apprenticeship programs and internships and giving our students a chance to get a sense for why this work is so important and the opportunities they have. Some of these great jobs, our young people don't live in communities where many people are working. It's hard for them to even imagine what that looks like. And so I think by working in partnership with this business community, by listening, by creating better educational opportunities and really exposing our students to the opportunities that are available, we can do a lot better.
Well, I appreciate that, and the mantra of the last 8 years has been no child left behind. I'd like to see that change to every child has a skill we need, and let's develop that. So I hope that we can work on that together. My colleagues had a chance to talk to you about early childhood education, an issue near and dear to my heart. I hope that you and the Secretary of HHS can break down some of those barriers and work together on Head Start and early childhood as well. I assume you'll do that, but in just the minute I have left, I did want to mention, Mr. Chairman, that we have had several issues requiring the oversight of our federal student loan program over the past administration. Hundreds of millions in subsidies were improperly paid to some of our lenders. Today, community college students are struggling to get loans at a time when we need them to be getting those kinds of skills. We see the credit crunch affecting this. It will require a lot of strong oversight from you. So I just, in my last few seconds here, if you could just comment on that, because I'm extremely concerned about that.
As am I, and I want to commend this group here in Congress and Secretary Spellings for working to shore up some of those challenges. We need to view all these issues through the lens of what's right for our students who are trying to improve and trying to go to the next level, and that's how I'm going to view this. We need to expand access, we need to expand affordability and create more opportunities for students. So this is an area where I want to spend a lot of time and attention. One thing that hasn't come up that, you know, just a real basic thing I want to try and work on early is the actual form, the financial aid form for going on to college, the FAFSA form. I don't know if any of you have completed one lately, but you basically have to have a PhD to figure that thing out. And it's in and of itself, it's a huge barrier. Think about all of our children who are first generation or, you know, ELL students, and the exact same students who are trying to do well and succeed the form itself is a hindrance. So any impediments like that, anything that isn't working the best interest of our students who are desperately trying to go on to some form of higher education, community colleges, two-year universities, 4 years, whatever it might be, we have to be smart and pragmatic and thoughtful and try and remove those barriers.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for the conversations we've had. And I do look forward to working with you as the head of this critical agency.